Obviously, it went wrong for the Australians with the red card, didn't it?
I don't know, Australia player.
Yeah, look, and you know what? No complaint. You know, it's stupid yellow card in the first half. You know, he drags the fella down. We said before, you know, the many teams, many people's dark horses to do well in this tournament and revert back to the qualifying, how good they were in the qualifying. Of late, they've had, you know, 3 losses in the last 5 games, but the qualifying was exceptional. But
was it a strong qualifying group, though? Russia, Sweden, who else was in there? Liechtenstein,
Moldova and Montenegro. I mean, other than the top 3 teams, yeah. You know, there's the other teams, you know, by the by, you know, you'd fancy them to beat them. But, look, you can only play what's in front of you and get the results that way. But a measure of a good team is to go into the tournament when all eyes are on you and to see how you perform. And you know what? Australia have failed tonight.
You made a very valid point last night, Robbie, which was in the Italian game where the professional fouls, let's call them, to kill the game out and see the game out, those yellows can come back and haunt you later on.
Yeah.
And little things like that. Anatovic getting involved when he doesn't need to. He didn't get a yellow card, but he could have done. They can kill you at crucial points.
Well, of course. Look, you know, we'll go back to Italy again last night. You know, as much as he played really well, but you're relying on these players who are playing well to get you them 3 points, but you're relying on them to stay in the team. And if they keep giving silly fouls away and, you know, silly pullbacks and
silly
professional
cards,
fouls, you know, they're going to lose them later on in a tournament, which will have a detrimental effect for how far you go in the tournament. And it's.
But, you know, I think it's still better when you're taking it for a team. That the first one, I'm coming back again to it, that was not needed at all.
He's not seen what we've seen. You know, he'll probably watch a clip of the goal, watch a clip of that incident, and look, he would have no complaints. Certainly won't want.
But you need your big players to keep cool heads in these situations, don't you?
Well, you're relying on them. You know, you want, as I've said before, you want them to sort of help you get, you know, 3 points, get off the mark.
What about Nemeth? Nasty challenge on the ankle. Could he have got a red, possibly?
It's not a red. It's just slightly later. You know, there's no malice whatsoever, but...